And I'm not going to say very much by way of explanation, trying to tell you what the symbols mean. But I shall very likely elaborate and amplify even extend, some aspects of the symbolism itself. So let us begin with a description. Let's try to see the Tibetan wheel of life. In the first place, it's a wheel. It's a wheel consisting of four concentric circles. Better to say, four circles of different sizes, one inside the other. And the first, the innermost circle, represents the hub of the wheel. And in the hub of the wheel, we see three animals. We see a cock, we see a snake, rather venomous looking, and we see a pig, usually a black pig. And these three animals, the cock, the snake, and the pig, are arranged head to tail in a sort of triangle, a sort of triangular relationship, if you like. And each one, each animal, is biting the tail of the animal in front. So this is the first circle, the hub, with the three animals. The second circle, outside the first one, is divided into two equal halves, two equal segments. One segment is white. The other segment is black. And in the white segment, we see various human beings. And these human beings are moving upwards, as though on a sort of celestial escalator. And they're moving upwards with very happy, very peaceful, even joyful expressions on their faces. And we see that they're decently clad. In the Tibetan illustrations, of course, both the men and the women wear long gowns called chubas, which reach from their throat right down to their ankles, and with long sleeves. And the women, of course, wear multicolored aprons, sometimes called rainbow aprons. And in their hands, these happy, peaceful, joyful figures moving upwards, ever upwards, carry rosaries and prayer wheels. And they're telling their beads, reciting mantras on the rosaries, and they're twirling the prayer wheels. We call them prayer wheels, but the actual term is a mani wheel. Mani being the mani of Om Mani Padme Hum, the jewel in the lotus. But what about the black segment, the black half? If we look there, we shall see something rather different. There too we shall see human beings. But are they really human? We see them plunging headlong downwards, as though into a pit, plunging downwards with expressions of fear, horror, and terror. And they are all naked. And they are all chained together. That's the second circle. The third circle is the biggest. The third circle is divided into six segments, more or less equal.